If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12. The Bible says in verse 1, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, that though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. And in that day, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." As you look at this evening, we see Isaiah, and he's writing here in chapters 12, and he says, and in that day, he's talking about that day when God begins to bless, and he's talking in the previous chapters here about how good God is, and how God is a delivering God. Amen. He has come forth to deliver. That's what He does. He delivers, praise God, His people. I'm glad we're serving a delivering God this evening. A God that's there to take His people from one place and put us in another. Bless His holy name. In chapter 11, He speaks of that peaceable kingdom that's coming, and that branch that'll rise up to establish that kingdom. He speaks of that victory that we have in that branch through the Lord Jesus Christ, the help and the hope that He has to give us, amen. As He rises up, praise God, and not only does a great Savior rise up from the root of stem of Jesse, but praise God, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ will deliver the Jew, but He's also going to make a place for the Gentile. He's coming for a people, praise God. He's not a respecter of persons. He's coming, praise God, and He's coming real, and He's coming alive, and He's coming, praise God, to help me and you. Glory to His name. And He says, as things begin to light up, praise God, for the kingdom of God, as He begins to look at ushering this in, praise the Lord, He says, we begin to look up and we begin to see Him as He is. Amen. I'm talking about a holy and a righteous God who's deserving of all of our praise. Amen. Everything that we do, praise God, everything that we are is because of Him. Amen. I'm nothing without Him. But praise God, with Him today, I am everything. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm focused. And I know what God wants to do for me. And I want to say the same thing, praise God, that He wants to do for me, He wants to do for you. Amen. Amen. That's what He wants. So He says, and in that day, He's talking about that day, praise God, when God begins to line. And we're privileged this evening, church, to begin to see the Lord lining this thing up. Not only is He lining it up, but He's lining it out. He's getting ready to show us some great and mighty things. And praise God, they said, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise You, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. He said, Lord, I'm going to praise You because I realize, praise Lord, where You brought me from and where You're taking me to. I realize the help that You have to give me and the help that You've already given me. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you folks, but I'm not that man I used to be. Glory to God. Sometimes if we ain't careful, the devil will get us there and he'll try to point us back to our past, praise God. But I want to say, devil, that's not me no more. Amen. I'm serving a risen Savior. Hey, praise God, I told somebody this morning, I'm not perfect yet, but God's a working on me. Praise the Lord, I'm a work in progress. Amen. Glory to God. So what we do, I told you the other day, praise God, we just need to give God the glory, begin to praise Him and worship, magnify His holy name. Amen. Praise God for what He's already done. Glory to God. Hey, we could start now praising Him for He's already done, and we wouldn't get it all said before He comes to get us. Amen. We wouldn't get it all done. Because He's done so much for us. Have you ever thought about sitting down with a pencil and paper and write down everything God's done for you? You can't get it told. See, that's why John was saying, he said, praise God, if the sky was a scroll, praise God, he said, we couldn't pin it all down. All the good things that God has done for us. Bless His holy name. He has been good. He's delivered us just like He did Israel. He brought that nation up and He brought them out. Amen. If you've been saved and born again, praise God, He brought you up and He's bringing you out. So you just begin to give Him praise, praise God, because He was patient with us. And He was loving to us, praise God. And He was that great comforter. Praise the Lord. He's a comforter. Have you ever thought about how many times God just comes along and just says, peace be still in your life? I mean, when turmoil, it seems like this is it. This is the life's battle. This is the life's fight. And all of a sudden, praise God, God just moves through in a miraculous way, praise God. And He says, peace be still. Amen. And then all of a sudden, where your boat was tossed, taking on water, thinking it's going to go down at any second, and all of a sudden, praise God, you're sitting in a sea of calm. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah says, hey, glory be to God. We remember what God did. He was angry at us. He said, we were going the wrong direction, but God. Praise the Lord. He come along and He came along to comfort us, praise the Lord, and give us that help. In Psalms 103, the Bible says in verse 1, He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Amen. But He don't stop there. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He said, he was a speaking. You say, who was He speaking to? Praise God, He was speaking to His own soul. He was speaking to that inward man, praise God, because that inward man is the one that gives us so much strife and contention. But praise God, He said, hey, listen. He said, bless the name of the Lord, oh, my soul. Amen. That old inward man may rose up and said, well, you know what? Oh, it's awful hard out here. It's awful tough, praise God, in the environment that we're living. But he said, hey, soul, listen. Don't forget all the benefits. Amen. Don't forget all the good things God's doing for us. Praise the Lord. He's good tonight. Amen. He said, forget not all His benefit. He said, He who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. When we were sin sick. Amen. When we had missed the mark. Amen. When we wasn't even trying to hit it. Amen. He said, God, forgive us of our iniquity. Praise God, and healed us from our sin sickness. Praise God. Oh, we got much to praise Him for. Bless His holy name. He says, He redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Praise the Lord. But listen to what He said, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord exalteth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. But now watch this. He said, He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. He said, what He did, He said, praise God, He gave them the mind of God. He said, this is what God says He'd like for you to have. He said, this is the way God said He'd like for you to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, the Lord is merciful. Now watch this. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, He's not always chide. He'll not keep His anger forever. Because God, why? Because God is a forgiving God. God's not going to rebuke you and be angry with you forever. God is a forgiving God. Praise the Lord. When you say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Praise God. The Lord looks at you, praise the Lord. He said, forgive you what? Anyway, amen. Praise the Lord. So I've already forgot that. Cast it in the sea of forgetfulness, and I'll not remember it no more. Amen. I'll not chide with you. He said, I'll not speak angry about that to you. Praise God. I don't even know what you're talking about. Praise God. That's gone. That's it. So see what happens when the devil brings that stuff up to us. than what you used to do. But I'll say again, I'm not the person I used to be. Amen. Glory be to God. God's a working. I'm a work in progress. He said, He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Now watch this. Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thank God. Amen. Well, and I'm glad God didn't reward me according to the things I've done outside of His righteousness. I deserve hell tonight. Amen. We deserve hell tonight, but praise God, He didn't reward us according to our unrighteousness, according to our sinfulness. Praise God, He rewarded according to the good grace of God in tender mercy tonight. Praise the Lord. No wonder He had said, forget not all His benefits. Amen. His benefits in knowing the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. He said, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. That's a great big mercy. He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Amen. As far as you can go. Praise the Lord. Can't cast them no further. He said, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth, now watch this. He remembereth that we are dust. Amen. He said, we're just an element. Praise God. But praise God, we're an element that He loves. He loves us and He cares for us, praise God. And He thinks on us and He thinks about us. Praise the Lord. He said, as for man, his days are as grass and his flowers of the field, so he flourisheth. He said, praise God. He said, we just come up, we rise up, praise God, for just a little while. And then we start to fizzle out. Amen. But praise God, ain't you glad you don't just go away? As a lot of folks believe today, praise God, that you just die and go back to the dust and that's all that there is. But I want to say, praise God, on the authority of God's Word, praise God, that if you're a child of God, you pass from a life unto death, but glory be to God, you know, the body dies and goes to the dust, but the soul lives forever with the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I don't just go to sleep and lay there in the cold, cold ground. Praise God, I'm glad the Lord, God of glory, amen, receives me unto Himself. Praise the Lord. When that last breath of life is gone out of me, and I take that next and I'll take it in glory. Amen. Glory to God. In the presence of a holy God. Bless His holy name. He said in Isaiah 12, He said, Thou comfortest me. Praise God, because He brings you out. Amen. And we got to remember all of His benefits. So Isaiah says, he said, we remember what God did for us. So we praise His name and we worship Him. Give Him all the glory for it. And he goes on in verse 2, and he says, behold, God is my salvation. Who did it? He said, God did. God brought us up. God brought us out. Amen. I want to say tonight, there's no other way. Amen. There's no other way. There's a lot of folks saying, well, there's so many different ways to get to heaven. I want to say outside of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no other way. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's a good way. God is my salvation. He said, I will trust and not be afraid. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, God's my salvation. He said, I'm just going to trust in Him. He said, I'm not going to be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, God of glory, amen. Praise God, is my strength and my song. Amen. I tell you, Brother David, I got your song in my head. I go around all the time. Ain't God good? Amen. I mean, I tell you, I get preoccupied. Praise God. I go around, I catch myself, just ain't God good? Ain't God good? I mean, I just knew the verse, the chorus, praise God, just over and over, praise God. Just during the day, no matter, I'll be driving down the road or working on summer. Going to, praise God, I just, ain't God good? Amen. Give me so many blessings. Glory to God. Ain't God good? Give me so many blessings. Praise God. Amen. It just stirs in my soul. It's by, you know why? Because it's real. Ain't God good? Give us so many blessings. Praise the Lord. Forget not all His benefits. Praise the Lord. Why? Because He's my strength. He's my song. He's that I sing about. He also has become my salvation. Praise God. In other words, what He's saying, praise God, He said, that's my safety. He said, that's my assurance. That's the place that I can count on, praise God. One of these days, I'm going to be with the Lord. Amen. Who did He save me from? He saved me from myself. Self is destructive. But God Almighty, praise God, He became my salvation. Praise the Lord. And He says, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. Praise be to God. They got to seeing how good God was. Got to seeing what God wanted to do for them. Got to see where God had brought them from. Got to remember, got to think about where God was going to take them to. And He said, you know what? He said, there's joy. Glory be to God. He said, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. I want to preach just a minute tonight on where's your water pot. Amen. On where is your water pot? Amen. I want to say, praise God, there's a well of water. If you're a child of God, that's a flowing up in you. It's not just a little well. It's not just a spring, but it's a spring of living water that rises up and flows to you. When Jesus talked to the woman at the well, she said, hey, He said, would you give me a drink? He said, why would you even ask of an old Jew to give you, of an old Samaritan to give that's a Jew, ask of a Samaritan for water? He said, if you know who it was that was asking, praise God, glory be to God. He said you could ask and receive water, praise God, that you'd never thirst again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where's our water pot, glory be to God? Why do we come thirsty so much? Amen. You know why? Because we're trusting, praise God, in an earthly water pot. Amen. But I want to say tonight, glory be to God, we're drinking from water, spring water, flowing up, praise God, rising up, an artesian well, praise God, from glory that flows under our soul. Amen. I want to say, praise God, He said there's ways of living water, praise God, that'll flow up in your soul. Glory be to God, and you can't stop it up. He said you can't dam it up. Glory be to God. He said, you can't divert it. Glory be to God. He said, it rises up. Glory be to God. He said, if you trust in me and believe in me, praise God, those living waters will flow. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? Where's your water pot? Amen. Where's your water pot? Glory be to God. What have you got that you can catch that in? Amen. Is it big enough to catch that's flowing from your soul? Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes I think we get down there and we try to cap it off. Amen. The devil will try to take something. He'll try to have that living water that's wanting to flow up out of us. I pray God, if we ain't careful, the devil will come along and he'll try to cap it off. He'll try to restrict the flow. He'll try to keep us, praise God, from getting in and enjoying that flow, that living water flowing through our soul. Amen. Where's your water pot? Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes as we get to going through this life, praise God, we get discouraged and we get dissuaded. Amen. And during those times, where's your water pot? Amen. Let me tell you where our water pot will be. Praise God, we ought to just do like that old girl at the well. That Samaritan woman, praise God, you know what her water pot was? She left it sitting on the well, praise the Lord. Amen. Where? Because that living water was there. Glory be to God. On that well, glory to God. And praise God, she left the water pot with the Lord Jesus. I want to say, glory be to God, our water pot tonight. Amen. Where's your water pot? It's with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We leave it for Him to fill up. And it overflow. Glory be to God. His water is sufficient for me. It'll flow up in us, praise God. A living water, a spring of water. Amen. That nobody can contain. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, we're like that Samaritan woman. So many times we try to take our water pot and we try to go down to the well and get just a little bit. Amen. Now here, stay with me. We'll take our water pot, we'll go down to the well and we'll try to get just a little bit. Just to get us through right now, Lord. Oh, goodness, you know how I'm struggling. We'll take our little old water pot down there in the house of God. Huh? And we'll pull up on our pew. And we'll sit there and say, oh, Lord, bless me if you can. Here's my pot. Ain't that about what most of us do? Lord, just give me just a little bit for right now. Lord, you know what I need right now. But I won't say God ain't the God of the God of right now. God's the God of all eternity. Praise God. And Lord, just say, Lord God, here's my water pot. Lord God, you know what it is. Amen. Glory to God. You take it and you fill it and you keep it full. Hey, glory be God. You be my reservoir. Amen. See, when we tried to do it myself, I remember when we was a kid. When I was a kid at home, we had an old spring up there above the barn. And we counted on that water to flow out of that spring, come down there to the spring house. It would catch it down there where the pump was and pump it over to the house. But every now and then, an old frog or a lizard would get in that water pipe. Amen? And he'd stop it up. He'd get in front of the screen. And he'd stop it up, and the water would quit flowing. And you'd get in there to try to take you a bath and clean up a little bit. Mama try to maybe fix something on the stove and try to draw some water, and there wouldn't be no water. Amen. Why? Because it stopped up the flow. Amen. See what it was? It was a man-made thing. And man-made things, praise God, can be stopped up. Man-made things, praise God, can be diverted. Man-made things can be dammed up. Amen. So what we got to realize tonight, praise, where our water pot is. Our water pot is not in a church. It's not in a single church service. It's not even in God's people. Our water pot, praise God, tonight is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll flow and flow and flow. And you can't stop Him up. You can't dam Him up, praise God. You can't divert Him. Praise God. Where's your water pot tonight? Praise God. Say, my water pot's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Come bow on our face before Him. Say, Lord God, run me over. Amen. Amen. Listen, I didn't come today to get my little pot full. I didn't come to bring my little pot and sit down there and say, here, Lord, if you can you put me just a little in there to get me through till tonight, to get me through to Wednesday, to get me through this week? So I come with the thought, Lord, God, glory to God, I'm looking for the joy of the Lord. I'm looking for that living water to flow, praise God. I'm looking for Him to fill it up and to keep it filled, praise the Lord. That woman left her, that Samaritan woman left her pot on the well. Amen. She said, Lord, He said, give me of this water so I don't have to come to draw. She said, boy, it sure gets tiresome. I have to keep coming to try to get just a little bit more. Try to get just a little bit more. Brother Rex, if we ain't very careful, we'll come to the house of God. Oh, Lord, please just give me just a little nugget. The Lord, please, I got my little water pot here. I need just a little bit. But when we realize, when I ask you, where's your water pot? Praise God, say, my water pot's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, I put it in Him. I'm trusting Him, praise God, to keep it full, to run out, to give me that'll sustain me today and tomorrow and the next day and the next week and next year till I get the glory. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. We sell Jesus short. Amen. We come with our little water pot. We want just a thimbleful, maybe a cupful, maybe just a little bit. Amen. But praise God, where's our water pot? We'll bring our water pot and give it to Jesus. Amen. What she did? Praise God, she took that old earthly water pot, that old man-made water pot, and she set it there on the well. You know what she did? But Rex, she said, I forgot about that. I believe she got back, maybe got back up our town. They seen her coming in just to get me. Amen. Not kind of slumped over, ashamed of who she was no more. But she come through there with her head up and a smile on her face. And they asked her, said, where's your water pot? Another woman said, hey, did you forget your water pot? Well, she said with a big smile, I can just see I said, no. Praise God, I didn't forget my water pot. Amen. Say, where's your water pot? Man, did you forget it down at the well?
She said, no. She said, I didn't forget my water pot. Praise God, I left it down there on purpose. She said, why did you leave? She said, that's a crazy... Don't you know somebody will steal it? Don't you know it's hard to make those pots? She said, it's all right. She said, I don't need that water pot no more. Yeah, amen. So what do you mean you don't need that? You said, you crazy thing. If you don't get water, you'll die. She said, I don't need that water pot no more. I can just see another. And she said, man, she's lost her mind. She got out this noonday sun. She's been gone crazy. Cooked her brain. She says, I don't need my water pot. She said, why? How are you going to make it without your water pot? She said, glory be to God. I brought the well with me. Hey, glory. I'm overflowing everywhere I go. Everything I do, praise God, I've got the well. Amen. Where's your water pot tonight? Praise God, your water pot's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we can rejoice with Isaiah and say, good God of glory, bless your holy name. Thank you for your precious goodness. Bless your holy name. Praise God. He said, in that day shall we say, praise the Lord. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Praise the Lord. Where's your water pot? Praise God, I brought it with me. Praise the Lord. How do you do that? That don't even make sense. Praise God, it's beyond thinking. Amen. Praise God, I don't think about it no more. I believe it. I know it, praise God. There's a well of water flowing in me. Amen. I can't quench it. I do what sometimes I'm like old Jeremiah. And I'm human, I'm just like you are. Sometimes on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night or Wednesday night, I get in the car and start down the road and say, Lord, I'm just gonna quit. Lord, it ain't worth it. Don't seem like it's making a difference. Andrew said, Lord, I ain't going back. I'm just gonna call them, just tell them I ain't coming back. But before I get to the house, that water begin to flow. Glory be to God, it'll begin to flow again. I say, glory to God. Yes, Jesus, I'll lift up your name. I'll exalt you. I'll love you. I'll proclaim you. Amen. Amen. There's a fire in my bones. Can't get away from. That water flows up. Comes out of that well. Say, what makes that happen, Pastor? Because I've got the well with me. My water pot's in me. Praise God. We can realize tonight our water pot. It ain't an earthly water pot. It ain't that bottle that we carry around. Praise God. It's that inward man that's in us that receives the Lord Jesus Christ and these living waters, waters of the Word that just flows up in us. Amen. Thank God, brother, it can't be quenched. It can't be stopped. It can't be dammed up. And it can't be diverted. Praise the Lord. Because what God has for me, amen, is mine. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad. Let me just say this and I'm done. I'm glad, praise God, that God bubbles up in my soul. That well of water, living water flows up in me. And glory be God, I'm so glad it's a whole lot of times, Alex, it just runs out. Amen. It just runs out. It runs out on other folks. And I tell you what, I got to can't help it this morning. I got to can't help it several times this week. Amen. That water was a roaring up, praise God. That well was springing up, praise the Lord. And I couldn't do nothing about it. But I didn't want to. Amen. Because I didn't have a little pot that I wanted to fill up. Didn't have me a cup or a saucer. Amen. I had living waters inside my soul. Praise God. That was ready to roar up and to pour out. Praise God. And I said, Lord, please, glory be to God. Just fill me to overflowing and let it run out all over the place. Amen. I believe there's some other folks that's wanting that too. Said, where's your water pot? Praise God. It's in me and it's running over. Amen. Said, I ain't big enough to contain it. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said, therefore, verse 5, He said, sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. Now listen to this. Where's your water pot? He said, in the midst of thee. Amen. Where's your water pot tonight? Rex, it's right in there. It's in us. It's in us. And it's roaring up. It's raging up. And it's overflowing. Amen. So don't be satisfied to get your cup full. Don't be satisfied to get your pot full. Praise God. Say, God, just fill me up. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this. Praise God. Let's not be satisfied with a thimble or a cup or a saucer or a bowl or a pot. Amen. Let's just determine in our heart, praise God, that we're just going to take the well with us. Amen. Wherever we go, there's those living waters. Amen. Living waters is those that give life. Amen. Because see, if we get our... Let me finish here and I'm done. If we, Brother Jeff, if we catch that in a pot that's a man-made pot, if we ain't careful, it'll get stale. Amen. If we ain't careful, it'll become contaminated. Amen. But praise God, when we get those living waters from the well itself, praise God, that flowing water, that living water, that water that gives life, praise God, it'll never be stale. It'll never be old. And praise God, it'll never be dull. Amen. We're living in a world that we think we've got to be entertained. But I want to say tonight, praise God, in the authority of God's Word, if we've got those living waters in me, in us, praise God, it'll never be old or stale. It'll always be new and alive, praise the Lord. Every time, every day, in every way. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Stand with me.